title of this writing is Wiggle Room. The grasshopper had a bon mot one day. He said, "Reality doesn't have any wiggle room." Have you ever noticed how much equivocation is in an answer that requires only a yes or a no? We've all experienced a "to the best of my recollection" response and intuitively knew it was a cover-your-ass answer. We look for wiggle room where none exists. We attempt to manufacture wiggle room every day on questions that only require a yes or a no. How refreshing would it be to get an unwiggled answer? Straight answers may not give you the response you were looking for, but they are filled with actionable data. Information you can trust that doesn't keep you wandering around in the dark. Maybe is a wiggle room answer and creates false hope. Yes, no, or I don't know will save everyone lots of time and aggravation. Yes and no are self-explanatory. I don't know, if it's a statement of fact, lets you and others know you haven't arrived at a yes or no yet. Wiggle room may be a great name for an establishment that employs pole dancers, but used as a strategy in life, it'll keep you dancing around the facts and avoiding reality. The name itself, Wiggle Room, suggests you're not on firm footing, and it's not a great way to firm up an answer. Wiggling isn't going away anytime soon, but each time you wiggle, know this. You're looking to delay that which you'll eventually answer with a yay or a nay. Shorten the storm by training yourself to say yes or no and lighten the load of carrying something forward that can be dealt with now. Yes and no are some of the first words we ever learned. What we've forgotten over time is how effective they can be. Because if we lead others to assume, it makes a donkey out of you and me. All the best, John.